There's a growing split among American Baptists. Nowhere is this division more apparent than in Texas. One out of every eight Texans is Baptist, and last October, in protest, Texas Baptists cut the money they give to the Southern Baptist Convention by more than $4 million. Moderate Baptists in Texas, nearly 6,000 churches, say the Southern Baptist Convention's politics and theology have moved to the right. Conservative Baptists countered that there could be no compromise on the Bible. The action by the Baptist General Convention of Texas has intensified a 20-year-old debate about just what it means to be Baptist in America. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Last month, Dallas's Wilshire Baptist Church decided it could no longer affiliate with the Southern Baptist Convention and ended its 50-year relationship. Reverend George Mason, clean-cut in his 40s and pastor of Wilshire, says it's not so much that Wilshire left the Southern Baptist Convention, it's that the Southern Baptist Convention left Wilshire.
The Southern Baptist Convention has continually, over the past years, through its leadership, narrowed the acceptable range of diversity. You must be not only someone who believes the Bible, but you must believe it the way the leaders say you must believe it.
Last year, the Southern Baptist Convention issued a new declaration of their beliefs called the Baptist Faith and Message 2000. It was the first major revision in 37 years, and it reflects the power of conservatives inside the Southern Baptist Convention, 40,000 churches and nearly 16 million strong. The Baptist Faith and Message calls itself an instrument of doctrinal accountability, and it contains clear language that opposes women as pastors and states that wives should submit graciously to the servant leadership of their husbands. Pastor George Mason says that although his church had several problems with the new statement of Baptist faith, it was this idea that women should be seen as secondary spiritual leaders that particularly galled the membership of Wilshire.
Just like anybody else, we're given full responsibility for our role in the church.
Gail Brookshire is a genetic counselor at Medical City Hospital in Dallas and a deacon at Wilshire Baptist.
It's not even an issue. There's no question about it. We consider women in every way equal to men in all the roles of the church.
Brookshire says that when the congregation voted whether to stay or leave the Southern Baptist Convention, only one person voted to stay. She believes the Southern Baptist Convention has become intolerant of moderate churches like Wilshire that believe in the equality of women as leaders in Baptist life.
Not only do they not allow it in their own churches, they would deny us full community with them because we do allow it. They want us to see things their way. We're happy for them to see things differently than we do, but I just don't want them to tell me that I have to see it the same way they do.
But seeing it the way the leadership of the Southern Baptist Convention does is exactly what the new Baptist faith and message is all about. And the leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention are unapologetic.
That document simply reflects the position of the Southern Baptist Convention as it has been going for the last 20 years. The Bible is the Word of God without error. Therefore, the miraculous elements of Scripture as they're recorded did happen as they're recorded.
Jim Richards is the executive director of the Southern Baptist Convention in Texas. For Richards and for millions of conservative Baptists across the country, the inerrancy of the Bible is a matter of faith that cannot be compromised.
What this document does is it closes the loophole so that those who would say, hey, the Bible does contain errors when it speaks about science or history or some other matters, or the Bible is culturally bound in certain areas and cannot speak to us today, then I think that it closes that loophole.
Richards points to language in the Bible that says that leaders of the church shall have wives to explain why women should not be pastors. But the controversy about women is just one part of the division between Baptists. Another revolves around a Baptist tradition known as the priesthood of the believer. This idea imbues each Baptist with the right to his or her own interpretation of Scripture as guided by the Holy Spirit. Moderate Baptists say this belief is at the heart of what it means to be a Baptist, that no organization can dictate the nature of the relationship between Baptist and God. But Southern Baptist Convention leader Jim Richards says that moderate Baptists had taken that idea too far.
If a person were to say, hey, I understand the Scriptures to say that Jesus wasn't necessarily born of a virgin or he didn't literally bodily resurrect from the dead. Well, if a person says that and he's invoking his Baptist distinctive of personal sole competency and priesthood of the believer, he's just become a heretic.
The stakes in this dispute are high. With 6,000 churches, the Greater Baptist Convention of Texas would instantly become the ninth largest denomination in the country were it to withdraw entirely from the Southern Baptist Convention. The Texas group is well-funded, claiming more assets than the Southern Baptist Convention itself, and its leadership is predominantly moderate. Jim Dennison is the pastor of Park City's Baptist Church in Dallas, which has a congregation that approaches 10,000. Dennison is a key Baptist leader in Texas, and he says the attitude of intolerance at the Southern Baptist Convention is giving Baptists in general a bad name.
Our church last year employed a secular marketing firm to do focus group research here in North Dallas. We wanted to know what those who don't go to church think of churches, think of Baptists, and think of our church in particular. One of the questions they asked of these nine different focus groups had to do with a list of adjectives relative to various denominations. Here are the adjectives for which Baptists came in first: pushy, self-serving, cliquish, discriminates, fundamentalist, and hateful. Those were the words for which those who go to no church most associated Baptists.
And it's not just image that Dennison is worried about. He's wary of the Southern Baptist Convention's growing presence in partisan politics. Dennison claims it goes against Baptist tradition.
Baptists have historically said that the church should not try to control the state and the state should not control the church, that pastors should not endorse candidates, that denominational leaders should not endorse candidates, that denominations do not exist to accomplish partisan political agendas.
Dennison charges that the Southern Baptist Convention is shedding itself of that tradition.
In the last 20 years, you've seen the Southern Baptist Convention solidly align itself with the Republican Party, in the candidates that it has endorsed, in the positions that it has taken, in the speakers it has invited to its national meetings. It's been very clear that the SBC over the last 20 years has moved in a partisan direction.
It is perhaps unexpected that the vanguard of this moderate Baptist backlash is rooted in Texas. Texas Baptist and moderate are not necessarily words one would guess go together. And although there are signs of significant moderate resistance to the Southern Baptist Convention in both Virginia and North Carolina, it is in Texas that the moderates are strongest and best organized. Moderate leaders say that's because of Texas history and a man named J. Frank Norris.
We saw J. Frank Norris and the fundamentalist movement close up back in the 1920s and 1930s. Texas Baptists know what a real fundamentalist is.
Ken Camp is with the General Baptist Convention of Texas. He says that the Reverend J. Frank Norris, pastor of First Baptist Church in Fort Worth, left behind a Texas-sized legend. He once shot a man dead in his pastoral study, and he was accused of burning his own church down three times to force his congregation to build him ever bigger sanctuaries. Norris was a charismatic fundamentalist, and he led a breakaway movement of several hundred churches. It was one of the first manifestations of modern fundamentalism in Baptist life. Norris maligned Baylor University for considering the theory of evolution, and Camp says that Norris vilified moderate Baptists in Texas as being spiritually weak.
He was a thorn in the flesh of Texas Baptist and Southern Baptist for many years. He was a bitter adversary. Did everything he could to tear down and to pull churches out of cooperating Baptist life. Many, particularly older Texas Baptists, remember that very vividly.
This internecine warfare in Texas got so ugly that it can still bring older Baptist pastors to tears when they talk about it. Although J. Frank Norris's fundamentalist movement withered in the 1950s, the stories from that era are a vivid part of Lone Star Baptist lore. And so was born in Texas Baptist culture a wariness of fundamentalism that lives on 60 years later, passed down from one generation of pastors to the next. It now manifests itself in resistance to the Southern Baptist Convention. This division has become so deep that both sides say it's permanent, and Texas Baptists have begun funding their own seminaries. The split has saddened pastors and lay Baptists on both sides.
I don't care where you go in this world, you will discover that people know there is a sense that spiritually something is wrong in their lives, but they don't know what to do about it, and they don't know where to turn to.
Reverend Mac Brunson is the pastor of First Baptist Church in Dallas and a leading conservative. Brunson is a strong supporter of the Southern Baptist Convention leadership. Nevertheless, he grieves about the split.
It is bothersome for many of us, especially those of us that are younger, because a lot of this has been some of the older men who have been so vicious in their attack on one another and on others.
Brunson worries that the friction between moderates and conservatives could steer young up-and-coming ministerial talent away.
We had better start paying attention to the needs of some of these younger pastors, because they're not interested in this fight any longer, and they're being resourced by other sources other than Southern Baptists.
Baptist leaders, both moderate and conservative, seem unsure how this will all play out. There is talk among Texas moderates of forming a loose confederation of state Baptist organizations that would eventually bypass the Southern Baptist Convention. Southern Baptist Convention leaders say they would be sorry if that happened, but insist that on such deeply held matters of faith, there can be no compromise. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.